Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here to bring up whatever you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got me, Ian
Cantwell,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. You can get interactive. You can also call us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So we ended the show last night with the latest on the Ross Ulbricht trial. It was kind of the closing arguments day, and we didn't have enough time to really get through a story about both sides' closing arguments. And I thought we were going to continue that tonight. I figured maybe the jury was going to take a day or two to figure out the verdict in this case. I was hoping that that might happen. On the you know, the slight chance that maybe the jury would have some sort of shred of humanity and, you know, not find him guilty on the kingpin charge. But Ross Ulbricht, the man accused of running the Silk Road, has now been found guilty on apparently all of the counts that he was facing, including the kingpin charge. And the jury deliberations took all of 2 hours.
Which is so weird because I totally thought his confession was going to get him off.
Well, yeah, what you're referencing is he through his attorney, because he didn't actually ever talk during the trial, which I think was a huge mistake, but through his attorney, in the opening statements, admitted to having programmed the Silk Road, which, for those of you who don't know, is an underground drug marketplace and black marketplace. You could buy fake IDs, hacking tools. You could buy legal things, too, like books, packing supplies, things like that.
Silk Road was actually how I got introduced to nootropics, the smart drugs that I've been taking. And, like, they actually were selling paracetam on there, and paracetam's perfectly legal.
Perfect, okay.
But I saw this on there, and that was what led me to, like, find out about it. They were like, nootropics, and I was like, what is this? And they explained it, and I was like, that's a very interesting thing.
Silk Road was an amazing website, and some of the folks in the courtroom apparently called out. I've got a story about the guilty verdict here today from Wired.com's Andy Greenberg, so I definitely want to get into that. Plus, coming up, Mark, you want to talk about vaccines and net neutrality. Chris Cantwell is looming, it seems.
Yeah, it's going to happen pretty soon. Tom Wheeler, the chairman of the FCC, released an op-ed today where he outlined what he envisions net neutrality to be and why he thinks it's important. I think that's complete slop.
So our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Andy Greenberg at Wired.com. A jury has spoken and the mask is off. Ross Ulbricht has been convicted of being a Dread Pirate Roberts, secret mastermind of the Silk Road online narcotics empire. On Wednesday, less than a month, that's today, less than a month after his trial began in a downtown Manhattan courtroom, 30-year-old Ulbricht was convicted of all 7 crimes he was charged with, including narcotics and money laundering conspiracies and a kingpin charge, usually reserved for mafia dons and drug cartel leaders. Now, he doesn't mention for some reason the hacking charge. So, as I understood it, it was conspiracy to commit hacking, conspiracy to sell drugs, and conspiracy to money launder, plus the kingpin charge. So I had thought there were 4. I would like to see what the 7 charges were. Maybe he had 2 of certain counts.
I should have looked into the actual court paperwork, because none of the coverage that I've read actually, like, outlines the statutes that he broke. And I'm generally, I'm a guy who's kind of interested in law and trying to figure out exactly what it is. I mean, we were just talking before the show began, trying to understand. He's facing a mandatory 30-year minimum, and I don't understand, like, is that because of the kingpin charge, or if that
I believe it is because of the kingpin. Just based on what I recall seeing over covering this as deeply as we have been able to in the last several weeks.
Right.
I think the minimums on the other charges might have been 10 years, but I don't know about that. I'm pretty sure I recall hearing 30 for the kingpin.
Yeah, so that's probably why they were, I guess, confessing and trying to avoid that one charge to avoid the big mandatory minimum. They had planned on this guy going to prison for at least a decade.
Yeah, I'd like to hear what the defense attorney's strategy was, because ultimately we didn't get to see him put on his full case. considering the judge ruled against the defense in so many different instances throughout this case, yet there's an article over at ArsTechnica.com that claims Ross Ulbricht got a fair trial. I mean, that's, of course, ridiculous. Anybody that's looked at the situations that have come up during this case knows that the defense got it. They got screwed.
Yeah, it really looked like it to me from the standpoint of the judge retaining, allowing the prosecution to retain its witness list until just, you know, a couple of days before the defense.
That's shocking.
Yeah, it's shocking.
Shocking.
It's absolutely shocking. The defense being disallowed certain witnesses that they wanted to have.
Like half of their witnesses.
Right. And, you know, if you're going to send a man to prison for the rest of his life, you need to give him some latitude. There is, when you talk about a fair trial, the idea is that the defense and the prosecution have it fair. I don't even think it should be that way. There's a presumption of innocence here, and the defense should get a certain amount of leeway, because we're talking, you know, the prosecutor's not going to go to prison at the end of this.
It'd be nice if the defense could also do closing statements last. Apparently in federal court, and same thing's true in New Hampshire, where we're from, where we're broadcasting from right now, that you, as the prosecution, get the last word in a case, and that's not...
Yeah, that's a huge thing. The one good thing I'll say about it, though, is that I doubt it'll amount to reversible error, but I imagine that we're going to see appeals on this for years to come.
That is indeed the intention, from what I understand. It took the jury apparently 3.5 hours. I'd heard initial reports of 2 hours, but either way, that's, you know, a pittance of an amount of time. 3.5 hours to return a verdict. Ulbricht faces a minimum of 30 years in prison, maximum of life, but his legal team said it will appeal the decision, presuming the parents and folks who've supported FreeRoss.org can continue to come up with whatever kind of ridiculous money these federal-level attorneys are costing. I mean, I don't know what the numbers are, but from what I've heard...
Derek's, that's our Monday night host, said that he thought that it was $1 million for that defense.
Really?
I don't know.
Wow.
But, you know, that there had been... Didn't somebody donate $500,000 to his defense?
I am not sure about that. I don't know the numbers. I don't know how much they've collected. I don't know what the attorney's charging, but I've gotten the impression that it is not very affordable.
No, I imagine. I don't even think $1 million sounds like a pretty big number. Number for this particular case. It sounds to me like the prosecution certainly put a lot into it. I mean, they had government agents traveling halfway across the planet to take down the server. They certainly put a lot of money into it. You had to imagine that in order to fight something like that, you're going to be spending big bucks.
Man, I mean, it's just so shocking, especially considering the case, in my opinion, was lackluster. I mean, if this attorney was $1 million, I wonder if Lynn Ulbricht, Ross's mom, and his dad, whose name I don't know, I wonder if they're happy with the performance thus far. I mean, they must be if they're going on to appeal with the same attorneys.
Well, do we know that they're using the same attorneys?
We don't know.
Okay. Because I would say, if Lynn, if you're listening, don't, okay? Because this defense, from the get-go, I was furious with these people. I mean, you start off with a confession. I'm sorry to tell you that when you're facing life imprisonment, probably not the best of ideas. And then you chase away people who are trying to do the only possible way you get out of this, jury nullification. Not that it has such a great track record, but at least it's
something.
A strategy. At least it's an attempt to get out of this. And they just didn't seem to make any effort to do this whatsoever. He might as well have had a public defense for how badly he got sold down the river on this. So,
you know, I almost concur almost 100% with that. I mean, again, we don't know exactly what the strategy was. Maybe it was gutted by the judge, but I agree with you. Confessing right out of the gate, of course, was not a good idea. But then again, they did allegedly catch him red-handed, right? Logged into the website. I mean, there was certainly some pretty solid evidence, supposedly, if you don't want to claim that all of the federal evidence was faked by the feds. Like, oh, he wasn't logged in. It was a fake screenshot, you know, to go through that kind of defense.
Right, but I mean, like you said, this is the only way that you're going to do that, right? I mean, look, you're in a situation where they absolutely have the guy dead to rights, you know? I mean, look, it was the same thing. Look, they had Rich Paul dead to rights, right? I mean, they had him audio and video recording of him making the sales. There's really no way around this. The only two ways you're doing this is to either take a plea and reduce your sentence in the process,
He wasn't given a plea. Rich Paul was given a plea.
Right. That's true.
But it's either pleaded out or you're going balls to the wall and you're gonna try to nullify a jury. You're gonna say, yeah, I did it, and here's why, and that's why you should let me go. And for this guy to not even take the stand is
thick. Huge mistake. And that's one of the things that defense attorneys will frequently advise against. Rich Paul's attorney advised him against taking the stand, and he went with it, and she was persuasive. 855, 450 free, but I think it was the key mistake in that trial, and I think it was a key mistake in this trial as well. 855, 450 free. More Free Talk Live coming up. Share your thoughts.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This
This is Free Talk Live, and that is Packet Loss. The music dropping out like that. We are connected to our network via IP technology tonight, which means the public internet. And so, therefore, the music didn't sound very good there. Hopefully, we're sounding all right back to the network. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight in studio, it's me, Ian.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
We've got the story about Ross Ulbricht. He's been found guilty. It's sad, but also very expected. He was found guilty on all 7 counts. I didn't even realize he was facing 7 counts. I thought it was 4. But, you know, regardless, we have been following the case as it's been developing here on Free Talk Live. And there's, of course, a lot of aspects to this. There's an interview that came out of Ross's mother, and this was before the verdict. So that might be worth sharing if we get the chance. But we're talking about some of the different aspects surrounding this case. You're certainly welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE or join us via Skype at username lrn.fm. Mark, we're going to Texas in a matter of weeks, and you could be there with us, you, the listener, if you love Bitcoin, or maybe you're just curious about it and you want to learn a lot more. The Texas Bitcoin Conference is happening again. It's the second year for this amazing event, and it's going on at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, Texas, March 28th and 29th. So it's coming up, but it's not too late to get your tickets. Keynote speakers will include world-famous investor and economist and author George Gilder, as well as IBM's architect of their blockchain technology adept, Sambala Nair, will be flying in from India. David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Shrem, somebody else who's recently been convicted in federal court, and many other speakers are still getting lined up. So go to TexasBitcoinConference.com to learn more about this great event. We went last year, had a great time, broadcast live. We'll be doing that again this year. So we'll look forward to seeing you in Austin, March 28th and 29th. When you go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, use code FTL, and you'll get a $25 discount off the already fairly low price of $150 for a convention, for a two-day convention. That's a good price, as is. Knock off $25, use code FTL, plus another $25 will go to Sean's Outpost, which is doing some great charity work for the homeless, and they're doing it all with Bitcoin. TexasBitcoinConference.com, code FTL. And again, it's happening March 28th and 29th. So, Ross Ulbricht, he's likely going to prison, maybe for as much as life, maybe for as few as 30 years. What's the average murderer go to prison for?
I would say that it is probably, I'd say it's about 10 to 15 years, would be my guess.
So
at least it was at one point. Yeah. Now the sort of 85% rule tends to be catching up.
So he will be facing 2 to 3 times the time of somebody who's actually taken someone's life.
Yeah, it shows you their priorities, right? I mean, yeah. And I noticed this. I mean, even when I went to jail the first time, I didn't go to jail for being a good guy, right? Like, I wasn't like an activist who was standing up for his beliefs. I mean, I went to jail on theft and weapons and drunk driving charges and whatnot, and I spent more time in jail for possessing a stun gun and sleeping in my car than I did for, thefts and assaults and all types of crazy, terrible things that I was involved in. And it just shows you the priorities of it.
And you can't really predict what's going to happen on sentencing, which is going to be May. I believe mid-May is when the sentencing date is, the 15th perhaps, but I don't have it in front of me. The judge there, she's been absolutely awful throughout the case thus far. I don't think people should even get their hopes up for 30 years. I really don't.
I would say that with all of the gusto that has been put into this case, the likelihood of a minimum sentence is exceedingly unlikely.
Yep.
That she's going to be like, well, I really don't want to send you to prison, but the law mandates me to sentence you to 30 years, so that's how long you're going to go for. No, this woman has done everything in her power to set this case up, to sell this guy down the river.
And to enhance her political career.
Exactly.
Well.
She's going to go there and, you know, exactly. So this is a big thing for her, right? She presided over this what is perceived to be the future, right?
This is one of the greatest criminals the world has ever known.
As far as they're concerned, right? Yeah. And so, yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, I mean, I don't think he's committed a crime, but, you know, the legal definition of crime is something that they've made illegal.
Right. He definitely, you know, he's certainly made a lot more money than most drug dealers do. He certainly was able to continue in his life of crime for a quote-unquote crime for a lot longer than the vast majority of drug dealers out there. And so, people end up spending decades in prison for slinging a bag of cocaine on a sidewalk in Harlem. You know that a guy who managed to evade law enforcement so long to have federal authorities on this huge chase going after him, his server in a whole nother country and emerging technologies and everything else, they have put an awful lot into this, and they are going to take an awful lot out of Ross Ulbricht.
I have a feeling that your predictions are accurate. Mark, what do you think?
I'm going to go for 30 years. I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think that they're going to look, obviously, I was going to tell you that. I think they're going to look more magnanimous. He's a young man.
Why would they want to look magnanimous? Go ahead.
Because to some extent, you know, people can see themselves in Ross. He's a good-looking guy.
But he's
white.
A murderer, according to the feds.
They haven't convicted him on that at all.
That doesn't matter. You don't think that weighed on the conscience of the jurors? That was the intention of bringing that up, right?
I believe it was the intention of bringing it up, but, you know...
All the murderers were a nice guy beforehand, right? The neighbors always say, he was such a nice guy.
Oh, well, really, it's too bad he wasn't charged with murder. He'd have been out of prison sooner.
Yeah.
Maybe that's true.
That's right. I interrupted your...
That's just my assertion. You know, I'm going to take a swing at it here.
You think they're going the nice route?
I think that they cheated every step of the way. I think they know they cheated, and I think that they're going to have a small pang of guilt over that.
I hope you're right.
I'm betting
on
Cantwell on this one.
I think that they were going to, find some humanity in themselves, that they had plenty of time to do that. Yeah. And now they're like, oh, well, now that we totally set you up and ruined everything about you.
Send a message. That's what it's going to be. You know, oh, well, you know, you might have committed those murders, but regardless, you've created a way for people to get drugs. And there are people who have purchased drugs from your site that had never done drugs before. You've destroyed humanity, and we're going to send you to the bowels and the pits of the worst federal penitentiary of all time to teach you and everybody else watching a lesson.
So you guys are taking life. I'm taking 30 years, right? Is that correct?
I'm more likely to go for life. Maybe not quite. Maybe it won't be life. Maybe it'll be 60 years, and he'll be...
Okay, so
years old
at what point do
out.
I win? If it's 60 years, do I get 45 years and down, and you get 46 years and
I'll
up?
I'll take life
gonna,
if I have
gonna,
to take
We're
one.
Betting okay. We're going to do the over-under here.
Well, I'm just saying that...
Do we clear the spread?
who gets... If we're going to make predictions here, somebody has to be right and somebody has to be wrong.
I definitely don't want to gamble on what Ross is... what's going to happen to him, but I think I should
totally gamble on this, right? Because I'm a terrible gambler. I'll totally bet on him getting life imprisonment, and
that
just on that fact alone, he won't
get
it.
Well, I'm first willing to bet that Ross is going to be sentenced, so therefore we're just picking what the sentence is, right? Like
that's
not,
correct.
I'm not
There's
dancing.
No way he's going to avoid sentencing unless he dies.
I'm not dancing on the guy's grave. What I think he did, you know, doesn't seem like that terrible thing, setting up an online drug marketplace.
He did a heroic thing, and in fact, the audience of the court basically said so on the way out the door today. I'll tell you a little bit about that coming up here. 855 453. They broke their silence after the sentencing. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Or Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. You'll sound a lot better, usually, if you're on Skype. We're going to get to your calls coming up. We're talking about Ross Ulbricht and his guilty verdict today. Guilty on all counts. The jury deliberated for all of 3.5 hours, which is really nothing. I'm wondering if there was even anyone who was dissenting in the first vote. Presumably there must have been to make it 3.5 hours, but I don't know what that. It always fascinates me to know what would go on in a jury deliberation room, and that's something that I've never experienced.
Yeah, I think what I'm guessing is that they started off with a vote, you know, guilty on this charge, guilty. Or, you know, how do you find on each charge, right?
Yeah, so
they probably found him guilty from the gate on all of the charges,
and but there may have been through them
some deliberation on the on the kingpin chart.
Maybe so. Yeah.
Maybe there was some question as to, because, I mean, that was the entire point of the defense, it seems, to say, hey, we did all of this other stuff, find him not guilty on the kingpin. So as they go through seven charges, they're guilty on six of them, and maybe one or two people are at first like, well, let's have a conversation about this kingpin.
He's a monster. He murdered people. That's what they would say.
Could be. Express Coin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, whether those cryptocurrencies are Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin. They actually have a couple of others over there at ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, inexpensive. They're a money services business licensed by the United States government, so they're good there. You get your cryptocurrencies with a money order, a check, or a wire transfer. Whatever's easiest for you, just start off at ExpressCoin.com. Whether in the U.S. or Canada, it's ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app that they have over at ExpressCoin.com. You use coupon code FTL when you get $40 worth of your cryptocurrency at no fee at all. So what you do is you go to ExpressCoin.com, you purchase less than $40 worth of whatever your cryptocurrency is, you use coupon code FTL, and you'll get it with for no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com. As a matter of fact, there's going to be a new, easy, even easier, even faster way, I should say faster, it's certainly faster way of getting your Bitcoins through ExpressCoin coming out very, very soon, I am told.
Ooh, that sounds tantalizing.
Yep.
Because they do good work there.
They do. They really do. ExpressCoin.com.
Let's go.
You're not even going to tell us what the new easier way is?
I can't, no.
No,
you're just going to have to go to ExpressCoin.com to find out.
Well, it's not ready yet.
Oh.
You'll have to be patient, and we'll let you know when that happens. Liberty Phoenix is with us on Skype. Liberty Phoenix, go ahead.
First and foremost, Mark, you're a dirty tease. Second off.
Yes, I am.
Gentlemen, can you say kangaroo court? This trial has been nothing but a bigger joke than the idea of military intelligence from the onset. The first off, they held a man for 15 months without taking him to trial. That's ridiculous. Second off, they refused to even allow activists to try and, you know, persuade the jurors through nonviolent, peaceful negotiations.
Good point. They threatened the jury the jury never knew they were threatened, but they threatened the jury essentially to the rest of the courtroom, saying that if the activists continued to do outreach out in front of the courthouse, that the jury would become sequestered and they would make them private, which would essentially mean the jury would think that they were being targeted by some crazed drug lord.
Yeah, this judge, the idea that this woman has been impartial is a joke. This woman has done nothing but stonewall the defense at every chance she could get. She's done nothing but throw biscuits and bones and cater to the prosecution, as, you know, obviously is her job, considering she's nothing but a mandated servant for the state. This is ridiculous. This is outrageous, and it's, and in my opinion, it's nothing but a, you know, another of many messages to free and independent human beings. That's to say, sit down, slave, shut up, and do what you're told, or we're going to hurt you. If people can't see that, then they're just blind, which, sadly, I'm starting to have a lot of doubts that anybody even cares about the slavery that they're living under.
Yeah, very few people.
Yeah, it's a thing that the vast majority of people out there just look at Ross Ulbricht as another drug dealer. Just hey, you're a bad guy. You went out to make a buck at the expense of your fellow man's suffering, and thus we are quite enthusiastic to see you go to prison, and we don't much care what the state does to you in the course of getting you in there. And I mean, again, of course, once you confess to doing that, then it's even more difficult to garner any sort of sympathy because there's no question in their minds that you had done it.
Yeah, and the fact is, you know, when Rich Paul, our friend, who is our Tuesday night co-host, when he was convicted of selling marijuana, there was also a purported LSD charge in there, which I'm sure didn't help him with the jury. I mean, it's hard enough to break a jury out of its sort of stupor. I don't know what the right word is for the being doped up by the state and the fear of kind of being in the courthouse. When Rich was found guilty afterwards, I did kind of confront the jury outside, asking them why they did what they did. Why didn't they nullify? And essentially, it sounded like they were afraid to do that. They thought it would be breaking the law to nullify. And I'm sure the LSD charge didn't help. But it's hard to break people out of their stupor.
Well, yeah. And in Rich's case, of all things, I mean, you had the state's own expert witness confirming that what Rich sold was not LSD,
That's true.
It was in fact 2CI. It was a legal chemical, and that Rich had never said, here, buy LSD. He said acid.
He said acid.
So
yeah.
the thing in that case, which really like drove home for me, just the futility of jury nullification in large part, is that these people will find you guilty of a crime that the state tells them you're not guilty of committing, right? You're saying, hey, I did this, don't find me guilty anyway. The state is saying, we're charging him with this, which is not what he had done.
That's right.
And you're going to find him guilty anyway. And sure enough, they did it. And I mean, that, I imagine, I don't know exactly what the breakdown of the years Rich was facing was.
100.
But, yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly what each charge carried, right? But I imagine that the purported LSD charge was probably a bulk of it, if not the bulk of it.
I don't recall.
And so, you know, this is one of these things that, like, you think, you look at a case like Rich's, and you're saying to yourself, well, they're obviously going to find him not guilty of this one thing, right? Because he didn't even actually do it. The state's own witness is going to confirm that he didn't do it. And by the way, what he did do, they're going to confirm was completely legal. But, of course, they found him guilty just because they told him to.
And the same thing's true of the Bartholomew brothers out in California who were arrested for holding a taxes equal theft sign while wearing V masks, V for Vendetta masks. And they were arrested for that. The jury ended up convicting them of a charge that they were clearly not guilty of, and they even admitted that. And the jury members in interviews admitted that they found him guilty because they disobeyed the police. They actually admitted that,
even though what they did, they had no legal obligation to do what the police said.
Right, they didn't. They were not found guilty by any fact of the matter, you know, by any of the statutes.
We just wanted to go above and beyond and really do our jobs well.
You know what they need to do is
it's essentially the reverse of jury nullification.
Right.
Maybe there should be a word for that. It's not coming to me immediately, but what would that be? What is the opposite of jury nullification, where the jury just finds you guilty anyway, despite the facts?
It is jury nullification.
Yeah, no, that's not jury nullification, because they're not nullifying the law.
The jury is nullifying the law. The law is you go free, and they're going to nullify it and send you to prison anyway.
Hmm. So,
sorry, Liberty Phoenix is still with us.
Well, we'll talk to him in a second. The Judge Dredd comic books, there's been a couple of movies out. One of them, famously, with Sly Stallone, but the other one, the one that came later, was better.
Hmm.
Anyway, in that movie, basically what they've done is they've eliminated cops and just made law enforcement officers judges.
Judge, jury, and executioner, right?
Judge, jury, and executioner. So, but, I mean, you know, they could potentially, assuming that they sentenced somebody to death, they could kill them that way. But mostly they send them to the ISO cubes. And obviously it's a dystopian future. Mm-hmm. The idea that you'd stick somebody in an ISO cube for 30 years or something like that's insane. But, you know, the world has gone insane, and this is the best way to handle it is, you know, who cares if you break a half a dozen eggs as long as you manage to get, you know, to pick a couple of pieces out to eat or whatever it is. I don't know what the analogy is, but that's basically what we're moving towards here is a situation where the executive just decides what sentences are and, you know, just rams it forward.
Phoenix, your thoughts?
You know,
Phoenix? Hello?
Some kind of audio problem, apparently.
Thanks for calling
It could have been an audio problem. We'll see if we can clear that up here in a moment. Every now and then, the sound card just dies, and I apologize for that. Apparently, it's actually a bug with the sound card software. 855-450.
What is this, some garbage podcast?
It might as well be. 855-450-3733, just without all the profanity. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You may dial toll-free. You can also call on Skype. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Skype username is LRN.FM. With you in studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
We've been discussing the Ross Ulbricht trial. He has been found guilty by the jury on all counts. Took him about 3.5 hours to do it. And sentencing is coming up in the middle of May. He may be facing as few as 30 years in prison, and as much as life. The predictions from show hosts thus far, Chris Cantwell saying life.
Yep.
Mark, you're saying 30 years. I'm going to throw in on life. I think they want to try to set an example, send a message, be real tough, because that's the way the federal government plays things. They are not nicey-nice folks.
What's the effective difference between these two sentences?
I wouldn't say that there's a terribly great amount of difference, right? I mean, the guy's 30 years old.
He's literally,
if he gets sentenced to 30 years, he's 30 years old. You're literally sentencing him to as long as he has been alive, right?
Yeah.
That is a life sentence. And they're going to get out of prison when you're what? 60 years old? You're a computer programmer. You're going to get out of prison when you're 60. You're not even going to recognize the technology. Imagine you went to prison 30 years ago and you got out today and you're like, what's an iPad? I mean, it's impossible.
It's hard to imagine
to recover from something like that.
Liberty Phoenix is back with us. We did have technical difficulties earlier and those have been solved for the moment. Go ahead, Phoenix.
You know, guys, I would give this last shout out to the listening audience. If you're as frustrated and as disgusted with this entire system as I am, get yourself to New Hampshire. Take yourself to Grafton. Start there. Flood that place with a few hundred people. Free that town. Free the state. Help New Hampshire secede and get away. Find some solace, some escape from the clutches of these vile, authoritarian pieces of garbage.
Hey, Phoenix, weren't you supposed to move up here soon? Like, what's your ETA?
I am coming up for Liberty Forum. Mm-hmm. I don't think I can move completely. I can't. I just can't leave my girls for 8 months, which was my original plan. So I'm planning on coming up from Liberty Forum to Porkfest, and then I'll come back to Illinois after Porkfest.
That's gonna be a hard. That's gonna be a hard go back, man. If you've been gone for so long. What do they say that Shire time is like twice as long as regular time? Years,
1 year. Yeah.
Yeah.
So hey. Hopefully I'll come up. I'll get my Liberty boot camp. I'll figure out how to properly communicate the ideas of freedom and liberty. Because I'm far too aggressive and far too...
Well, you're in a scary place. I mean, you're in Illinois, yeah. Which is one of the worst places to be, like to do a cop block or something like that.
It also sounds like this Ulbricht trial may have been your straw that broke the camel's back situation for you. I mean, I can just hear, I can hear the upset in your voice. For me, it was the, what was the name of that?
You're talking about the Kelo 7 the Kelo, case in New London, Connecticut.
New London versus Kelo case back in, I don't know, 2006 or something.
Thanks, Phoenix. Go ahead.
Straws.
Sorry.
There's not enough straws, Mark. I mean, every single day, if somebody gets a parking ticket, that's another broken straw. Any time that the state influences their own will on any free, independent, beautiful human being, I'm taking a piece out of Kokesh's book, it is a travesty and an embarrassment to society.
Thanks, Phoenix. Thanks. Appreciate the call tonight from Illinois. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Great place to leave to come to New Hampshire. I do like his solution.
I love that. Great place to leave, Illinois.
Right. I mean, so same thing's true of New York and certainly. Many other places, as a matter of fact.
But Illinois is certainly one of the worst ones. And I actually found out, I was digging through my data the other day, and I actually have a lot of readers from Illinois. I imagine. I'm like, why the hell are you people still there? That just seems like total insanity.
There's so many reasons. Family. Job, career, I mean, people feel tied down, a house, business. I mean, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to persuade the majority of libertarians. I mean, I don't even know if we can get 5% of libertarian types to move to New Hampshire. You have to be a real outstanding kind of doer person to really get up here. And I'm not saying Liberty Phoenix isn't that. He's coming here, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Even if you can come here for part of the year, it'll be worth your while, in my
certainly.
Opinion. Because, I mean, even if you just look at it as like a recharge, if you're living in some statist hellhole and you can come to be in New Hampshire to be around people who love freedom, if it's just for the Liberty Forum or Porkfest, it's nice. But if it's for 6 months, 8 months, that's amazing. 3 months, you're going to have a great time.
I wouldn't want to bill New Hampshire as, you know, like this incredibly free place.
It's Did I?
Marginally freer. Well, you said you're recharging your batteries.
It's a lot that's freer about being than Illinois. I mean,
okay. Well, it is a lot freer. Illinois is ranked in the bottom five worst, least free states in the union.
I didn't want to
in the top five. Yeah, I got you.
Suggest it was free.
I just want to make the point, and you know that it really is about being around people that agree with you. And there's an incredible amount of people here that are like that. So we're getting momentum. We're moving in the right direction. But it's going to take. It's the motto is liberty in our lifetime. And by all evidence, it's going to take that long.
Well, and especially if he's talking about going out to Grafton, too, which, you know, Grafton is not
the middle of nowhere.
It's the middle of nowhere, but at the same time, I think Grafton has one cop, and he's
right.
And he's like popularly elected, and there's like a couple of hundred people who vote in that election, right?
And there are a number of Liberty people there, and they are trolling hard out of Grafton.
They are.
It's awesome.
And it's like, and it's, you know, there's sort of like, I guess, a little different ideologically than me. It's sort of sovereign citizen-y, if you will, as opposed to like more voluntary.
I don't know. It's hard to get a real vibe for what goes on in Grafton because there's not a whole lot of reporting that goes on there.
Right.
And I know one of the characters who's involved, and he's definitely not a sovereign citizen type. He's it's Wita Claus, you know,
right.
Bob Constantine, who we've talked to before in the past on Free Talk Live about his civil disobedience. And actually where he tried to use jury nullification as well. So it's kind of a related case. But they're doing some amazing trolling out there. I actually wrote about it over at freekeen.com earlier within the last few days. And if you want to go learn more, please do. But I had to rely on the opposition. There's a website called Miscellany Blue, which is a lefty, blog here in New Hampshire. It's not very well read or anything like that. But their blog author took the time to read over some NH Underground forums and extract quotes about what the activists were doing and made an article about it. It was nice. I didn't have to do any research. I mean, he'd kind of already done the work for me.
Yeah, I had gone out there. I was invited to speak. They do annually.
In Grafton.
So in Grafton, they do Burning Porcupine every year, and they asked me to come out there and talk, and I did. And it was a blast. It was a great time. But at the same time, there was sort of like, it was very interesting to hear them tell me about all the things that they were doing, because they are a very active group. But as you said, there's next to nothing coming out of their media-wise, which is just insane to me, because it sounds to me from the descriptions I'm getting, from what they're telling me about what they've done, I'm like, how is there not hours and hours of amazing YouTube footage from this? Just get a camera, dude.
It's really sad. I mean, I did invite one of the folks from out there to blog over at Free Keen, and I did that recently, so I'm hoping to hear back from him, and maybe we'll be able to actually have someone in Grafton at the very least write something about what happened, and we'll get to pictures eventually, hopefully. Yeah. I hear Grafton has internet these days.
Yeah.
So,
I think what's happening in Grafton's exciting. What they're managing, basically, of the places in New Hampshire.
Do you support trolling the system? They're totally trolling them in.
Well, I think that they're trying to get what they want to get, and there's a variety of different ways.
They're not sugarcoating it, though. You know what I mean?
What they're doing is they're attempting to basically get enough people in town to be able to do something. And we have to have that happen. We have to get a situation where essentially you get just enough people to vote for what you want and to see how that goes. Because I know the state's going to tell them to go pound sand once they manage to vote in whatever it is, whatever, you know, new rules or lack of rules that they want to vote in.
But it's just the craziest thing in the world, because like 125 people could elect me. Right? As like the city's only police officer. I mean, what kind of crazy world would that be?
They've submitted 20 petition warrant articles. And in New Hampshire, what that means is in a town, you can submit basically whatever you want to appear on the ballot. And then people vote on it. Now, if it's similar to what happens with the school boards, and I believe it is, those warrant articles can be adjusted by the people that attend these town meetings as well. It's not going to necessarily end up the way they're proposing that it will, but the proposals are that they reduce the town's operating budget by 10% for the next 3 years, eliminate taxpayer funding for the public library, and slash the police department budget to $10,000.
I wonder what you could do. You know Khan Academy Online, this is a YouTube channel that basically will teach kids anything from the very basic of math on up to calculus. And
you said Khan Academy. I thought they were going to teach them how to pick locks.
Not X-Con Academy. They handle all aspects of education, academia, and, you know, go from the lowest to the highest command of it. But I would wonder what would happen if you would just go ahead and say, we have decided to replace our public school with Khan Academy.
In New Hampshire, I don't think you can, right? They say, like, it's constitutionally required.
It's constitutional in 49 states, absolutely mentioned in the Constitution. New Hampshire is the only state in the union where they do not specifically say that education is,
right.
The
court ruled,
In the Claremont decision in, I think, 98 or so thereabouts, in the 90s, they ruled that the cherishing education was, in fact, a constitutional mandate. But that can be overturned because we're not talking about you're talking about changing a ruling. You're not talking about changing the Constitution.
855, 450-FREE. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges. Yeah. This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.